Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Dave, this is John with LocalSplash.com, the Google partner.
Yep.
Hi, I was following up with you. Did you have a chance to speak with your other half yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Did she give you the go-ahead to list G4 sewer services on the first page of the Google search results?
Yep.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Did you have any, like, specific questions for me about it or any concern?
No, just that it better work or she's going to kill me twice.
I got you. Don't worry. You won't be sleeping on the couch anytime soon. Yeah, you'll be fine.
No, I'm not.
That's funny. No, you'll be good. I think it's an essential service. I don't think I know it's an essential service for a business owner that's trying to get his name out there and increase his bottom line. So I kind of figured, you know, once you ran it by her, it'd be good to go. All right. So I'm going to try to do this quick. I'm just going to create your account right now and secure that spot. And then we're going to schedule a client interview. And then during the client interview is where we do a lot of the fine detailing, where we'll go over like your keywords, the area you cover. I know you said you got a GoDaddy site that you guys started working on, but I got approval to put the my site custom website design in your package. So if you just want to use that domain, I could have my guys get in there and build the site exactly how you envision it.
Okay.
All right. What's your last name, Dave?
Gross.
G-R-O-S-S?
G-R-O-C-E.
Oh, okay. First time I heard that one. I'm assuming Dave's short for David, like our owner?
Yeah.
All right. And then what's your business email address where I can send a receipt and everything in writing so that you can show the missus exactly what you're paying for here and what we're doing for you?
All right. It's dgross at g-force-sewer-services.com.
Got it. Okay. It says that's a Gmail account. And is this phone number that we're on right now the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then Google wants to PIN verify your business. So you only have to get Google verified one time for as long as you own your company. Even if you leave our services, you'll still have this PIN verification. But what's the street address that I could send the PIN verification letter to?
Street address is 213 Eastwood Drive.
Dickett.
Yep.
Got it. And then do you want me to hide your street address online?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll still have city, state, and zip on your Google business profile, but I'll hide the actual street address. And then I saw some stuff online that said your hours of operation are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday 8 to 12, Sunday closed. You still want to run with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody calls, I can probably still do it depending, but that's just where
I could do Sunday by appointment, so they could still call you on Sundays, but it's up to you. I mean, it's always up to you. You have the right to refuse service to anybody.
Right.
Yeah. You still hold that right. So, I mean, you want me to put Sunday like by appointment only so that way they could still call?
That's fine.
Okay. So I'll go 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, then 8 to 12 Saturday, and Sunday by appointment only.
Yeah.
Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay.
And Zelle and that good stuff.
Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal.
Cash App, I know I have... Until I have Zelle and Venmo.
Venmo, okay. No PayPal. What about Apple Pay?
I don't have that yet.
Okay. No worries. So I'll go cash, check, card, Zelle, Venmo.
Yeah.
Okay. And save. All right. And then let's schedule your client interviews. So these client interviews, normally, Dave, they take about 30 to 40 minutes, I want to say. But we ask for an hour just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What would be the best time to do your client interview?
We could today.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, I have 3 to 4 and 4 to 5 available in the afternoon.
Let's do 4 to 5. I'm not sure when they're going to call me to pick the truck up. And, of course, if I'm driving the truck, then I can't answer the phone. I can't even touch the cell phone in the truck.
I gotcha. Better safe than sorry that way, especially after you just fixed it.
Yeah.
So that'll be a good feeling, though, to get your baby back and have the business moving in the right direction.
Yep.
All right. So I got the 4 to 5 scheduled. You're going to receive a calendar invitation to your email, and then we'll send a text message to you 1 hour before. It's an automated text message just to confirm that that's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let us know, and I'll call you back, and we could always we could reschedule it if we have to.
Nope.
All right. And then I just got to secure your first month's payment. I have approval for that $249 pricing structure that we talked about yesterday, so no change there.
Okay.
Okay. How did you want to secure the first month's payment?
I guess just on my check, a debit card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, or does it have the business name on it as well?
This one will be under mine. I can do it on the business one. Let me see.
Yeah, it's a write-off for you. This is a business expense.
Okay, well, let me check this out real quick.
Yeah, and you could always tell that to your missus, too. You'll get it right back at the beginning of the year. You write it off.
Yeah, let me do something right here.
Do you ever capitalize the G in G-Force?
Oh, yes, but not on the email. It's, you know, lowercase, but, yeah, the G is...
Okay, because I like... go ahead, sorry.
Well, no, the G-Force is all capital letters.
Okay, got it. Yeah, because I unconsciously just kind of capitalized the G, but everything online that I was seeing, it was showing as all lowercase. And I was like, I wonder if he did that on purpose. But I'll capitalize the two S's, too, for sewer and services. It just kind of looks better that way. And then I'll capitalize all of the G-Force. Yeah, it looks better. Okay. Yeah, because all lowercase like that, it just kind of looked a little odd to me for some reason. Okay, much better. Okay, and then I'm ready for that card whenever you are.
Let me see. I want to try and transfer over to the business account.
Oh, okay. Now, is that little yellow guy your logo? The guy with the little yellow, Yeah, he's not a yellow guy, but he's got yellow clothes on that I see at the top of your website here. Is that your logo, or is that just a picture for the site?
Oh, that's just a picture. That's
okay.
That's not a logo.
Okay. Do you have a logo?
I don't.
Okay. That's why
other
I'm asking.
Than just the G-Force.
Yeah. You can do some G-Force cool stuff with the name G-Force Sewer Services, you know? You can get like a superhero logo.
the little dancing poo emoji.
with poop with a cape.
Yeah.
A, a G-shaped turd. With a cape on it. That's pretty funny. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I could have our graphic design team see what's not breaking any copyright laws. We can send you some examples they can come up with down there.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. Well, shit, I don't know how to. Dang it, make a transfer. Let me just do it on my regular card.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm still going to send you the business invoice, too, with the business name on it. So you can still write it off even if you put it on a personal.
Okay, yeah.
It's just easier that way sometimes.
Need to do the transfer because I have to transfer some over to, well, all of it to pay for my friggin' truck. But anyways, yeah. Card stuff. 4271.
Okay.
7836.
1472.
1472. 1412.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year? 1/28. Okay, 1/28, and then 3-digit code on the back.
093.
Okay. So the first month's payment is set up to process today. It is September 6th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted price of $249 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website design at no additional cost to you on your GoDaddy domain, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. I've also locked you in at this discounted pricing structure, Dave, so when the term is completed, the agreement set up to auto-renew each month on the sixth day, but you'll keep that same pricing structure of $249 for the Platinum Package. It says you could discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, just let us know before your next billing is due. And it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we do ask that you be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time. Obviously, you maintain the right to refuse service to anybody, so you're more than welcome to take a cherry picking to the leads. We don't expect you to go out to every single person that contacts you about your services. Let me see here. Oh, also, before you add anything else online, we ask that you give us a heads up and let us know about it. You really shouldn't need anything else, but the reason they put that in there is because we don't want you to duplicate any of your online listings or pay for something we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure if we already have you covered there, just double check with me, okay?
Okay.
Can cause some discrepancies. But when I process your first month's payment, you're going to receive a welcome text message and email. It's going to be loaded with information about what to expect as a new client of ours. It's also going to have your Google verification form. If you and the missus over the weekend, if you could fill that out, it's pretty easy. It's just going to ask you to send in any paperwork you have, like license, insurance, business registration, work vehicle, workplace, photo. It's all just pictures. Fill it out as best you can. If you're missing anything, don't panic. Just submit what you have, and then we could always phone verify you if we have to. We'll just do a three-way call with the Google headquarters and verify it that way.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds complicated, but it's super easy. And the number that I've been texting you on is our direct number and extension. We have 24/7 customer service available to you. So if you guys feel like you're missing anything or something got lost in translation, don't hesitate to call. Okay, we're gonna be in touch with you, walking you through it until we see that everything's up and running and you got the hang of it. You know, once we see some reviews coming back in and you're doing well. Oh, shoot. God damn it. Give me one second, I'm sorry. So just to confirm your email, I got an error message that came back to me. It's just your first initial, last name, and then it's at g_forestsewerservices.com. It's plural?
Yeah, it's plural, but it's not underscore. It's just the dash.
Just dash? Maybe that's where I got it wrong? No, yeah, it's a dash. Why is this? Okay, are you getting any text messages right now? Excuse my language. That just caught me off guard there. They give me this big old red, the whole screen turned red, and verify email address.
Yeah, I got the text.
Okay.
And let me see. I got an email this way. Sir.
Okay.
Yeah, local splash support. Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, when I went and set up your account too, I noticed that saying verify. So this thing, I'm gonna have to reverse it and send you $50 back.
I got the client interview email calendar invite.
Okay, that's good. The client interview tech sent that to you. No, but it ran the first month for $299, so I'm gonna send you $50 back here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because of the way it I had originally dropped it yesterday from $499 to $299, and then I remembered at the end of the call I offered to get it down to $249 for you, but when I went and opened up your account, put the card in, processed it still had it as $299, so I'm sending the notification to them now. I'll update it so that way it's just $249 for you. Send you that $50 back.
Cool. I can use it.
Yeah, $50 is $50, man. That'll pay for my my oldest cell phone, you know, for a month. Yeah. All right, let me make sure I can okay, there you go. So you'll see that come back. So you'll see another it'll say $299 on the first one, but on your service agreement it'll show $249 moving forward. And then you'll get the notification from your bank. Sometimes when you reverse money like that, it might take a day or two. That's the only sucky part about doing it that way. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
The bank takes a second to kind of release it back to you. So you're going to have $50 tied up there for a couple of days because of me. Sorry about that.
All right.
All right. But I'm saving you about $250 every month moving forward. So you're welcome. I don't feel bad about that. All right. So that's going to conclude our initial setup process. You should have three text messages, though. There's three that will come through. So one's going to be an outline of the agreement. Another one's going to be that Google verification form. And then you'll also have a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And I was going to ask you, do you want me to add your wife to the account? Like, does she help you with anything, or she just kind of monitors the financial aspects of things and stays out of it?
More or less, she kind of stays out of it, but just kind of checks the money.
Okay. Well, there is a tracking system that she could always log into. We have an app, too, and that'll actually keep track of all the leads that are coming in, so that way she can tangibly see, like, what we're generating for you.
Okay.
That's a good tool too to help justify the expense if she's ever wondering why you're paying us.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. And then, but I just want to make sure these texts are coming through before I let you go. I know you probably got some work in front of you, and we got to follow up with you here at 4. There we go.
Got one.
There we go. Looks like they came through now. So there's a username and password in that one, the outline of the agreements there, and then the Google verification form. There is some website examples that I sent over yesterday, and my direct number and extension is in there as well. That 877 line hooked up to 24/7 customer service. So, like I said, if you guys need anything, don't hesitate to call.
Okay.
All right, Davis.
All right.
Well, enjoy the rest of your work day. I appreciate you giving us an opportunity to earn your business. It'll steal you away from Home Advisor and show you how things are when you market your own business name and profile independently. Look out for our phone call at 4 o'clock, and then we'll circle back and walk you through it at that time, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.